One-third of the Brooklyn Museum's Coptic collection is fake. The early Christian Egyptian sculptures, which should date from the late 4th century AD, were actually made in the mid-20th century. And the museum is planning to put the forgeries on display in an exhibition next year. Joining us is art critic Lee Rosenbaum, who's been looking into the situation. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So you spoke with the museum curators, Edna Russman and Kevin Staten, and they knew the sculptures were fake. Why are they coming out about the forgeries now?
Well, as Kevin Staten said to me, although there were people as early as the late 70s who raised doubts about this, there needs to be an evolution of belief. You don't take an object off view just because a few people express doubts. There has to be consideration over time and a new generation looking at these things with fresh eyes to make a definite determination as to what these pieces are or aren't. And these were always very popular with the public when they were exhibited. They have a certain naive quality that's very engaging. They went off display in the 90s to make room for other things, and she wanted to bring them back, but this time with a difference, elucidating what's right and what's wrong about these pieces.
And you've said that a lot of the reason they were thought to be authentic was the result of wishful thinking. How are antiquities like these authenticated in the first place?
Well, in the case of the Coptic sculptures, which is a very arcane field, there were two or three experts in Europe who were considered the world authorities on this. And at the time when these were acquired by Brooklyn in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, these experts not only said they were right, but said they were fabulous. Because at that time, people wanted to believe that these things were an expression of the early Christian faith in Egypt. And these particular pieces showed that very explicitly.
So what do these sculptures look like? I mean, what kinds of early Christian images do they depict?
Well, the ones that are fake, one of them is the Holy Family. One of them is a paralytic being healed by Christ. The other ones that are real are less, the Christian imagery, if there at all, is certainly less obvious. And Edna Russman feels that people were reading Christian imagery into works that really didn't have it.
So now the Brooklyn Museum has the second largest collection of Egyptian art in North America. What's this news going to do for their reputation of their collection?
I think it can only enhance Brooklyn's reputation because they are coming clean. There were doubts about these things that really weren't openly discussed. What's new about this is that the museum is being honest. And I think this could have a ripple effect among other Coptic art collections. They will be looking at their pieces with new eyes in light of the Brooklyn scholarship. I think that transparency and openness about doubts is all to the good. And, you know, fakes are always a problem. And, of course, the best fakes are the ones that we haven't discovered yet.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lee.
You're very welcome, Sotirios. Thank you.
Art critic Lee Rosenbaum. You can find a link to her blog by visiting our website, WNYC.org.